Next application is case number 11510, the application of White House Beach Incorporated, sited south of Route 23, Long Neck Road, being north of West Harbor Drive and being lot 608 within White House Beach, a mobile home park. 911 address is 35007 West Harbor Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 30, parcel number 6, unit number 45879. Addressing a variance from the separation required between units in a mobile home park. And to be more specific, they're requesting a 4.5-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation. We did receive one letter of support. It's from Eric Williams. He resides at 35001 West Harbor Drive in the same park, and grants permission for the deck location, and it does not interfere with anything on either property.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Barwick, 129 Goslin Creek Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Gentlemen of the Board of Adjustment.
Good evening, sir.
My name is John Barwick. I'm with Karens and Associates. I've been asked to handle this presentation by the Schall family that owns White House Beach. I do have all the standards for relief that I'd be happy to go through. Uniqueness, it's unique because the residence that it doesn't show up in this survey, but the manufactured home has a sliding glass door that was adjacent to the front door, and for years it just had concrete steps coming out of the front door and a sliding glass door that if somebody walked out of it, they would just fall right into the ground. So that's the residence has a sliding glass door directly adjacent to the residence front door. Prior to the installation of the deck, a person or child could actually walk out of the slider and fall into the ground. The dimensions for the deck were to accommodate a landing, not just for the slider, but also for the front door. So the landing is for the sliding glass door as well as the front door. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such a unique condition? If the dimensions of the deck were reduced by 5 feet in order to comply, there would be reduced room for maneuvering. Because the lots are relatively narrow, the presence of the neighboring garage relation to the front door or the residence have produced the circumstance. Possibility of development, can the property develop in strict conformity without a variance? It could be done in strict conformance, but would produce a narrow deck and reduce the original intent of enjoying the presence of the sliding glass door at the front of the residence. So if it was reduced to just a 5-foot landing, you wouldn't have room for a barbecue grill or anything that would be typically found on a deck. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? The property could still be used, it just not have in place the ability to utilize with practicality the installed sliding glass door. Prior to the installation of the deck, the property was unsafe due to the lack of a landing for the sliding glass door. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. The deck was built with no intention of violating code. It was built to create a safe and enjoyable amenity to the property. Held under strict interpretation, since the code was not checked prior to construction, the contractor did make an error. So it was overseen by the Schalls. It was all done without malice. And then it got cited by planning and zoning, and that's why I'm here tonight. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The residence is located with a land rent property. Now that the landowner is aware of the separation requirements as mandated by code, a violation of this nature should not occur again. Mr. Schall is now very aware of these setback requirements. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? There should not be an effect on the neighboring property because access has not been affected. And the letter of support was from the neighboring property. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? There will be no detrimental effect caused by having the deck 15 feet from the adjacent garage as opposed to the code mandated 20. Extent of variance. Would the variance represent the least modification possible regulations issue? If the variance is not granted, the deck would have to be cut down to a narrower and possibly irregular shape and would reduce the residence owner's practical use of the property. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? A contract would need to be hired and the deck would have to be reconstructed. Will the variance represent the least modification possible regulations at issue? Yes, the variance will represent the least modification and cost to the property owner. And as you can see by the survey that was enclosed, you see the deck is 10 feet to make it conform, it would have to be 5 feet. And it would make it, if you picture what a deck would be like with a sliding glass door and a front door, if you tried to put anything on that deck, it would be extremely crowded. So you can also see that there's a shed there, and there's the garage of the adjacent property, who again submitted the letter of some more support for the application. So if there's any questions, I'm more than happy to do my best to try to answer them for you.
All right, we'll see, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Workman, first.
No question.
Okay, Mr. Ricker.
You said the builder did have the permit.
I do not know for a fact if he had the permit. I was called in.
Well, he's apologizing, so he must have done something, right?
Yeah, Mr. Schau got the planning and zoning violation, and Mr. Schau had hired the contractor. I did not pursue whether he did get a permit.
All right, so he knew what it was. That's the reason you're here, right? All right, thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Having a need for proper landing outside that sliding glass door and having not placed the garage themselves, then would you agree that that makes the situation not have been created by the applicant?
Yes, sir. It's unique in the way the home had a sliding glass door right adjacent to a front door with just concrete steps and not a deck or steps or a landing or anything in consideration.
Thank you for your expedience in presenting your case.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. Link? Do you have any? Sure. Okay, hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the applicant has demonstrated that the property is unique in its physical aspects as well as the ingress and egress of the mobile home. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed because of some of those same aspects of the property. I believe the applicant has testified that it wasn't created by the applicant but out of a necessity because of the way the mobile home was structured. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,510.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,510. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,510 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.